Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Make him suck your dick. The first date. You scared to rape a bitch? I can't relate, mate. She let me in the house. Nobody's safe.
What are you doing to me
now
here?
Now pass the plate.
This is the
rape,
song?
Rape. She let me text her.
I mean, it's got a good beat.
She won't let me touch her. She says she can't fuck. I'm like her brother. Kick down the door unannounced. Why she lay on the couch? I give the fuck this your house. Place that crotch on my mouth.
Rape, rape.
Rape, 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 rape.
Who is this?
Fucking date.
Who is this?
Rape, rape, rape.
Guy on the internet called Mr. Medic.
Mr. Medic. Nate, why would you set me up?
Because you said, "Hey, that's the song we should come into the podcast."
No way, I did not say that. Edit that out. Edit you saying that out right now.
All right, we'll edit that out.
From the show.
Lewis asked to come into Barbie Girl by Aqua.
I did ask to come into Barbie Girl. He was like,
nah. Nah, we already did that one. I got a song for you, boss.
That's exactly what happened.
It's true. It's fucking crazy. You're trying to set me up, Nate.
I would not do that.
Got one all queued up for you?
All right. I got one that the critics would love. I can't do a fucking Australian accent, I just realized, at all. Critics. Say critics.
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 Killed it. You killed,
killed
it.
Killed it. By the way, literally, we had a production meeting yesterday with the entire team. We have one weekly, and Nate, you know, we dress alike now. Go to the Nate cam right now. Nate, from now on the Nate cam, you need to create some sort of slate where it's just you. Like, it says real ass dude. It has just like maybe a penny board in the background. The Nate cam's got to be very me.
Okay, I'm going to do that now. That makes sense.
So
I stole this look from you.
What I did was, though, during the meeting, I was trolling Nate. He didn't even like know that I was doing this. But everything that he was doing, I would do. So when he would put his hand on his face, I would do it. When he was looking at his phone, I would do it. And then finally, at one point toward the end of the meeting, he noticed. But it was a full 45 minutes of doing it nonstop. While I was speaking, nobody noticed.
Yeah, we had that moment right at the end where I looked at you and then we both put our hands on our chins and just...
It was the whole meeting.
Nate, if you were funny, you would have just started jerking off.
Listen to me. We have a great show planned today. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. Nate, stop trying to set me up with fucking rape, rape songs, okay? That's not what we're doing on the show today, okay? We're trying to fucking respect feminism and respect women from now on. Moving forward, guys, there are no disparaging jokes about women. Shannon Kim, it's got to be unicorns coming down now. So whatever Shannon likes, I've never listened to her speak. Shannon, what do you like?
I do like unicorns.
Big black cocks. Big black cocks falling down on Shannon's face.
Unicorns.
That's what she likes, though. Unicorns with big black cocks? The perfect animal, as Shannon has described that as. Listen, we have a great show planned today. We have two incredible guests, as always. Back to the normal format, which we might have to stick to this format. Two white men moving forward, because whenever I have non-white men on my show, it becomes a problem in my life. Anthony Zenhauser returns after a very long time.
Whoop, whoop.
What's up, baby boy?
Hey, nice to be
you
here.
Ready to rock
Thanks
and
for
roll?
Having me. Rocking and rolling.
Good.
Today.
Also, you. For the first time ever on the Real Ass Podcast, first time I'm ever sitting down with this guy to broadcast, I believe, maybe a YKWD in there. Maybe.
I think maybe one.
Maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, it's E-Rock. Eric Nagel joins the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is going to be a fucking big one. It's going to be a fun show. I'm relaxed. I'm zen. I'm very Zenhauser. That's why I had Anthony Zenhauser here.
Literally a big show.
Thank you, Shannon. That wasn't
Lewis even gained
joke.
25 pounds for this podcast to fit in with us.
Do I look fat? You know what it is?
No, but I like it in your head.
You know what it is? This shirt is, this isn't the shirt that we are printing this on. We got this like right before we did the pre-sale, I needed a shirt. So they only had a really cheap shirt to print it on, and it's a not very nice.
Is it clingy?
It's not that it's clingy. It's just a shitty cut. It just looks fatter than it really is. Do I look fat?
No,
God
no,
damn
I just,
it.
I just want to ruin
it,
your
Zach.
Week.
You look fatter than ever, you piece of shit.
No, I'm not.
You are as fat as I've ever seen anybody ever be in my life.
That's not true at all.
Fat beast.
That's not true at all.
Fucking beastmaster. Call me fat. I look fucking hot. All the ladies love me. That's the other thing I'll say about this whole... And we're, hold on. Nate. Where'd Nate go?
He ran out of the room for a second. I'll be right back.
I bet he's fucking conspiring against me. Conspiring.
He's conspiring.
He's doing a wardrobe change. He's got other outfits. He's like, I'm going to switch this up.
What's wrong?
Yeah, we decided that I'm moving on from whatever the situation was going on.
Whatever that might be.
Whatever it might be. I'm not allowed to reference, discuss.
This is even borderline, what we're doing now.
But we have to set it up, okay. Right? Otherwise, there'd be nothing.
That's true.
So how are we going to do it? I'm going to donate $20 every time I mention
this.
This.
Especially if you derail the podcast to discuss it.
Dude, don't fucking act like you know better than me. I taught you everything you know. I taught you how to dress.
I mean, I can't help you right now. I
taught you how to fucking edit.
It's true, yeah. I learned all my editing skills from Lewis.
I taught you how when you moved here, I taught you how to speak the language.
It's true. I had no idea what I was doing.
He was a fucking... He was speaking some sort of Aborigine tongue from the Australian Isles.
What Australian Isles?
Yeah, the Australian Isles. The peninsulas. So
Honolulu, Australia.
Honolulu, Jay Gomez. Welcome. If I ever own an island for sex with children, I'm not saying exclusively, but we know it will probably be used for one of the purposes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
People can't stop talking about your new look.
Honolulu, Jay Gomez is the name of the island. And people can't stop talking about my look. That's the thing.
A lot of people are talking about it.
Since this whole debacle has happened, where I apparently don't like women and blah, 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 blah.
You don't?
That is the women, I'll say it, the sluts, they're coming out of the woodwork now. This is a specific type of woman.
I love this look because it was unannounced. This is like your wrestling comeback. You've been gone for a while and then you show up with this whole new image.
This is it.
But you look... Like, you got this Telly Savalas vibe.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
Kojak from the 70s.
Kojak, nice.
Walk around with a lollipops, yellow glasses, who loves you, baby?
Look, it's a thing, and it works, and the facial hair for the first time is working. It's all coming together, and I drop my son off at school every day like this, and the moms are scared, and that's okay. That's okay. They should be. They should be afraid. They're women. Right?
The Atlantic City bounty hunter look.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be in a Guy Ritchie movie.
It's like you just lost a poker tournament.
But the ladies, and Shannon can attest to this, because Shannon sees what's up. The ladies have been really fucking liking me. Whatever it is. Maybe it's because I'm being perceived as being an asshole, and they go, ooh, I want to tame that bad boy. Whatever it is. Because that's sometimes they want to do that, right? But they're all up in my inbox. All up in my fucking DMs. All these women. And that's fine. I like it. Keep it coming, ladies.
LL Cool J Gomez.
Yeah, ladies love Louis J. Gomez. Yeah.
They ultimately love, all women love that ultimately. You know, you see some action on the side. You see a lot of drama going on. I'm not mentioning names.
No mentioning of names, dude. You have to donate $20 to a charity. What would be the charity today that if we fuck up and mention anything?
The charity we're going to today is Tim Dillon's Patreon.
You piece of shit. Tim Dillon's fucking Patreon. Oh, my God.
I wanted to find a really desperate charity.
Oh, thank you very much, Nate. You're back on my side. I like it. For a moment, I thought I had to fire him. You know what? He's back. Back on the team.
Yeah, but once you throw a few slaps at one woman, all the other women come around, they're jelly.
They do get a little jelly. They want a little bit of the attention. Yeah. They, you know, and I've never been known to be like a nice guy. I'm a guy who makes fucking disparaging jokes about women all the time. So, but I think specifically now they're like, oh, no, this guy's really a bad boy.
Mm-hmm. All guys think you're a nice guy, though. That's the way it is.
What's up?
All guys think you're a nice guy, though.
Yeah, no, in real life.
Like real guys.
Real people that know me, they all know I'm a nice person.
Yeah, you know.
But if you would just see me on a show, you'd be like, oh, that guy's fucking, he's a horrible human being. I mean, he should have maybe go to jail for some of those views. I understand why people would say that.
That's the plot of some dumb rom-com stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, this is bad boy, and the girl that's too uptight and too prude and too prissy doesn't like him, but all of a sudden there's a connection and she starts falling for him.
He was a misogynist shock jock.
Right. I can change him. I could make him better, and he helped me discover who I am inside.
Yeah. That's what they all want.
Yeah.
They want that story. They want to fix me.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm unfixable. Run away. And this is the other problem. As I do this, I'm like, listen, dirty slut bitches, get away from me. I don't want your love. I'm unfixable. I'm a bad guy. Then like, daddy, give me more. They're fucking crazy. They're fucking crazy.
I stole this bread to feed the ducks.
Listen,
don't understand.
We have a great show plan today. We have an incredible show plan today. And $20 will go to Tim Dillon's charity. Should I mention or allude to anything in my past? Can I say one thing?
I mean, do you want to give Tim $20? Then sure.
Is it worth giving Tim $20?
Yeah. Think about it that way.
Tell me if I have to pay after I say it. Fine. I'll take the chance because I feel like it's borderline not really alluding.
Let me just get his Patreon up.
Sure, get it up. Get it up. That's fine. Okay. Can I do it? Is it one? It's a one-time $20 donation. It's not $20 per month. I have access to his fucking like his lunch fucking menu.
We can once we donate the $20, we can submit a topic for him to rant on. And
but we gotta cancel the donation right afterwards.
We have to give him at least 1 month of $20.
1 month, that's fine. And what we give him a topic to rant about?
Yeah, that's
oh, hilarious.
That's one of the
should double down. It should be the thing you paid the $20
sweet
for.
And then I can make him rant about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Brilliant. You know what? I want to. Ha ha.
Legal loophole.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So the point I'm making is the reason I'm not talking about it anymore is because I've realized at this point that I'm dealing with a literal troll. A troll. What, Shannon? You fucking dummy. What? Jump in. No, jump
in. I'm just letting you know there's an issue with the stream. I think I'm going to have to switch over to YouTube.
Eric, no.
Eric is on right now with the guy from the hosting company.
No. No, he's not. He's sitting in front of me.
Wow. No, the Eric.
Oh,
the disconnect between communication between Shannon and the rest of the fucking production staff. Eric's now our producer.
Cool. I'll do it.
So, okay, can I switch over?
Were we DDoS bombed?
What? Yeah.
What do they call that? Isn't there like a DDoS attack?
I don't know. So, are you okay with me switching over?
Fucking dummy.
Maybe somebody hacked into your feed.
This is what I'm saying.
And is broadcasting their fat shaming videos.
Dog, you're taking it too far. You're getting too specific. We can allude.
Right in the ring.
We can allude. We do not fucking specify.
You don't.
You can say whatever you want. I can't control my fucking guests. They're wild men. Okay. Yeah, I guess switch to fucking YouTube and tweet it out so then I could also tweet. Okay. That's fucking annoying for all the people that are watching live. How is it even possible?
I love that it's not just us that has problems.
No, there's ineptitude across the board.
Everybody has problems.
And we've been DDoS'd. We're being fucking DDoS'd as we speak.
DDoS'd?
We're being DDoS'd. We're being, what is that what it's called? A DDoS?
C:\run.
ASDFJKL semi. TCBY. Do you have any of that yet, Nate? Where's my drugs?
I wouldn't know. I'm not a drug dealer.
Nah, it's also you're being known as that now. You see people are tweeting about it. They're
it's
like,
ridiculous. That's great. I love that that's happening.
And then they also write it in your accents. They're like, doc. They write D-A-H-K. Doc Web Knight.
Doc Weeb.
Doc Weeb Knight.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, that's in your name. You got to get all your drugs off the Doc Weeb.
It's really good when I try to apply for a green card. Stoked. Thank you, Yes Digital fans.
Hell yeah, dude. That card's going to look like it's every color of the rainbow if you're applying for it, baby boy.
Get your green card on the Doc Weeb.
I told him before.
Yeah, why don't you just buy a green card?
On the Doc Weeb.
On the Weeb.
When you're a white immigrant, why do you have to worry about anything? It's fine. True. You're white. It's fine.
He's not very white, though. He's got a thing about him.
Did they say swarthy. He's half? You said, are you really half aborigine?
No, I'm Greek Italian.
Oh.
Well, yeah, but that's fucking dirty, dude.
That's pretty black.
A Greek Italian, like if you came into a straight up.
That might
like,
as well be half black.
A waspy home, they'd be like, what the fuck is this? You know what it is?
It's today Tuesday.
It's a double-edged sword.
Because to white people, you're not white, but to the rest of the world, you're white. A white guy.
Yes, you're not getting the white privilege amongst the whites, but to everybody
man without
else.
A country.
Yeah, this is true.
But like you look like, and this is what I mean by once I found out you were Italian and Greek, and I put that together, that fucking Mediterranean disgusting fucking, I know that your dick smells. That is a smelly combination.
Feta.
Yeah.
With some olive oil.
What do I say to them?
some actual olives.
Yeah, I was gonna say black olives.
Yeah, your dick smells like olives, Nate.
That's not too bad, actually. You should be proud of
it. It's worse. I don't think
anyone's ever been told that.
You have olive dick.
That is a first.
When I
love your dick.
When I was just, olive dick
with some hummus.
When I was a kid, before I would be regularly clean, I was a scrub. I was a scrubby little fucking fat kid. I would jerk off and then like not really like clean up properly and then jerk off and then I wouldn't shower for 2 or 3 days and then the way my dick would smell, it was literally like tuna. I had tuna dick. That's what I would describe it as. It's a tuna fish like smell under the helmet of my dick.
Yeah, I think that's what dick smells like after a couple of days of not washing. You get that natural fish smell.
But I think it's because of no dicks aren't supposed to smell like fish. No, that's a natural dick smell.
Oh, did you know my dick smelled like fish and you were setting me up? Is that what happened?
My dick smells like anchovies.
My dick smells like Anthony's dick.
No, it's not. No, it's not supposed to smell that way.
No, in the wild, I think it does.
I think it is a combination of dried cum, dirt, whatever it is. I think you have to be jerking off a bunch in there as well.
Sweat. Yeah.
It's a very specific
and
fucking...
It turns into like crazy glue, so nothing can escape, nothing can breathe. It's all trapped there and then folded in like you lick the seal of an envelope.
There was a time that I would jerk off and just like come on myself and just pull up my underwear and leave it and be like, that was what I did.
When was that time?
8:30? Yeah, I was gonna say, I've done that recently.
No, you haven't.
Absolutely.
Right before the show.
No, you haven't.
Absolutely.
Ew.
That's the best, is jerking off on your back, nothing on, and just letting it go wherever it wants to go, all over your stomach, but you might catch a nipple.
No, I don't even do that anymore. I don't even do that.
That feels so good.
It's like
you're launching fireworks.
Okay. We're back. We're here. We're live on YouTube. Welcome to YouTube, you motherfuckers. Oh, shit. YouTube, the fucking place to go and fucking be. Ha. Edit that and make it look clippy and fun and put some music behind it.
Yeah, go crazy with the switcher. Do jump cuts live.
Welcome, Real Ass Podcast on YouTube.
Aruga.
Fucking
squeaky, squeaky.
Edit, chop that up. Make it sound fucking good. I'm dead ass. That better be a fucking viral video at the end of this show, Nate. Or I'm not going to allow you to keep on taking my look. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast live on YouTube. YouTube right now. We're back. Issues with the stream at Gas Digital. Are we under a DDoS attack? What is a DDoS attack? Do we know, Nate? Let's see.
It's a denial of service.
Short for distributed denial of service attack. I don't know what that means. Can we have that explained? Does anybody know what's going on? If we're under attack, we need to fight back right now. What do we do?
Somebody's being a Jew at the internet. That's what it is.
What's going on right now?
Not giving enough internet.
I feel like there are hackers that are out there. What's going on, everyone in the chat? What's going on, baby boy? I see everyone joining right now. All right, we're good. We're going to edit this and make this fucking incredible. This will be the best fucking podcast we've ever done.
It'll be 3 minutes.
There we go. Beautiful. All right, we're back. We're back.
All right.
All right, everyone be fucking cool. Real Ass Podcast. Let's get some plugs out of the way and let's start this fucking show, okay?
Hell yeah.
Wait, what was I saying before that? I didn't get to stop. Stop the fucking plug music. Thank you.
You had a point to make and they were going to have to give $20 to Patreon.
Oh yeah, we're twipping. We're twipping today. Don't be twipping. It's like if Porky Pig was in the hood.
Right. Well, twipping? No, that's Tweety Bird.
Whatever, if it's Tweety Bird is in the hood.
Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
Fine. Edit that. Make it my joke. Okay. A lot of editing on today's show. Tweety Bird. Tweet. Put that in.
The gay Spider-Man.
Boy, I sure am a lot of oversized sweatshirts.
Twipple X.
By the way, ironically, it's only young black girls in the hood wear Tweety Bird sweatshirts.
Right.
That's it. So...
Nobody had their Warner Brothers in the Hood shirt growing up in the 90s.
Or the Warner Brother.
Yeah, Warner Brother. Yeah. They had the Tasmanian Devil holding his girl back. I had that one. I don't mean.
I didn't have any of that. But what I wanted to say was, you cannot win with a troll. They want the attention. They want the clicks. They want. That's what they want.
They want what you have.
This is it's. There's. I've done the research on this at this point, and if you sort of look into what this girl does over and over again, this is what she's known for. And the only way to win this is by to literally bow out and not discuss it anymore. So that's it. 100%. Do I have to pay Tim Dillon $20 to say that?
Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
But we do get to pick what he's going to rant about. We should probably have a think about what we want to submit as a topic.
He's ranting about the specific reasons why Luis J. Gomez is right in the Nicole Arbour Luis J. Gomez beef. Only that. He's got to omit anything that he disagrees with me on.
Okay.
Okay? Very clearly.
This might be worth it. Just lay $100 on the table and just have him do his next show where it's just nonstop praising you and supporting your cause.
It is a really good idea. Just pay people to support me. I like this. This is a
anybody that does the Patreon, the super chats where you're forcing them to say whatever you want, you just slap $5 to $20 down. And then everyone has to defend you because they're being paid to do so.
I love it. I love it.
Get people on Cameo to start doing it?
Oh, dude, please.
That's corporate trolling.
Just go fucking broke paying people on Cameo to trash this chick.
Yeah, Artie's on there. Mm-hmm. Gilbert's on there.
Is Artie on there? Jesus Christ.
Artie just started last week.
Stop naming people that I like that are on Patreon because I hate the platform.
No, Cameo.
Cameo.
You know what I meant.
We know what you meant.
You know what I meant. All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and hear from one of our incredible sponsors, which is Infinite CBD. Love Infinite CBD. Some of the best CBD products in the world, okay, independently third-party tested, so you know they are pure, you know this is great quality. They're supposed to say it's great. I'm supposed to say it's great, but we have third-party testing on this, baby boy. If you don't know what CBD is, it is a non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana, in hemp. It does not get you high. It is not designed as a drug to get you stoned, but it is used to heal everything from anxiety to inflammation. If you have insomnia, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having just headaches, migraines. There's so many different uses for CBD. My suggestion is do a little bit of a Google research. Maybe traditional medicines have not been helping you in the past. CBD helped me recover during my fight. When I subluxed my shoulder weeks before the fight. I was using CBD. I was using the Freezing Point topical cream from Infinite CBD, which my physical therapist at the time was like, listen to me, there is literally nothing better you can be using right now to recover. It's the best there is, okay? And he had no reason to say that, okay? No reason. He was just an independent guy, and that's the thing that actually pushed me over the edge where I was like, okay, this is some real deal shit because, you know, I'm a fucking drug addict. If I don't feel myself getting high and stoned, I'm like, is this really working? When my therapist explained to me that I was healing so fast and that was the major reason that I was healing so fast, that's the major, major turning point for me and what sold me on Infinite CBD. So make sure you go to InfiniteCBD.com. When you do that, use the promo code RAP15. 15% off your entire order. Holiday season's coming up. This is a great product for people that are currently purchasing CBD. They know how expensive it can get. Once again, InfiniteCBD.com. Use that promo code RAP15. Save 15% off your whole order. All right, where were we? Let's go, baby boy. E-Rock, you got a podcast? What do you got coming up?
Yeah, I have two shows. One on Compound Media with Brian Johnson from AMC's Comic Book Men. It's called Would You Kindly? You can find us over there at CompoundMedia.com. And my other show, It's Eric Nagel, is available on iHeartRadio. Get that app. It's called It's Eric Nagel, and for me, social media, E-Rock Radio across the board.
All right, Anthony Zanhauser.
Yeah, always at the Creep Fest. Check me out on Twitter, The Creepy Corner. We do a show independently at Compound Media, but we also have a pilot on Compound Media under the extra stuff, and we also have a debuting clip show coming out today, so be on the lookout for that around 2 p.m., right, Eric?
Yeah.
And also check me out on the audio podcast, The Creepy Corner, on iTunes.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics hanging out and talking shit while we watch a movie. This evening we are watching The Skull from 1965, and it's me and Chris from Brooklyn interviewing a guy that introduced himself to me online who buys, collects, and sells human skulls.
All right, sweet. I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. If you guys go to Luis J. Gomez, presents luisjgomez.com, You can grab tickets for a handful of these dates, but the tour is officially going to be going underway in December. I am going to be at Uncle Vinny's next month. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We have the White Plains Comedy Club at the end of November, the 22nd of November as well. Two shows. But then me and Metzger are going on tour, the This Should End Well tour. I got to post the fan, or I'm sorry, the poster that was created by Comedy Art, who's an incredible artist. Really fucking cool poster. But we're going to Kalamazoo. We're going to Detroit. We're going to... actually, that's going to be me at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. But Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles as well. It's going to be New Year's Eve. So if you guys are going to be hanging out in L.A. around New Year's time, it's going to be a crazy party at the Comedy Store on New Year's Eve. Then me and Metzger back on the road. American Comedy Company in San Diego. Laugh Boston. All the Funny Bones, Albany, Connecticut, Syracuse, going to Cleveland, going to Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indianapolis. We're going everywhere, guys. Go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com, and grab tickets for anything that's available. I think the links are all going live right now. And also, for anybody that did buy this shirt, I know a lot of people have been like, when's it being shipped? The pre-sale ended on the 11th or 12th, I believe it was. Everything started shipping in the past couple days. So if you guys ordered this shirt, it will be shipped to you. You should receive it sometime next week. I assume that everyone should have it by next week.
Sold out?
Yeah, so that was a pre-sale. The only way you can get the shirt was during the pre-sale.
Awesome. You going to do anything else for the holidays or no?
We're going to have a couple little things happen. I know the Legion of Skanks Halloween shirt's going up as well.
I'm going to have to jump on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. What else? Anything else? Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. And yeah, one reviewer every month. We give a free piece of merch to podcastmerch.com is where you can get all of our merch. Realize podcast merch is selling like hotcakes, motherfuckers. Grab your t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more. Holiday season's coming up. This is a great gift for your fucking Realize podcast fans. So, all right. Much love to ya, mate. Wait, where's my notes? Thank you. All right, baby boys. We have to talk about some of these things here. You guys are doing a great job, Shannon. What happened with Farrah Abraham?
So she said that at this point in her life, she's too valuable to waste her time dating guys for free, even if the guys are paying for the meal. So she will not date anybody unless they pay $5,000 up front because her time is very valuable. And then they, of course, have to pay for everything at the date.
Do they get to fuck guaranteed?
No. This is just for her time.
She's a hooker.
Yes.
It's well known she's a prostitute.
I don't think she does, though.
No, she does, dude, because she's one of the bitches that caught on the yachting thing.
No, I know that, but I'm saying this new thing with $5,000.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying $5,000 you can fuck her.
Yeah, that's just to get you in the door.
Imagine you paid $5,000 to talk with Farrah Abraham.
She looks like crazy bad now.
She looks like
so
you.
Much, no, she's had so much work done in her face.
Shut up, Shannon. She's you and Farrah Abraham showed up for the same audition for a fucking beat up whore, I would believe it.
Shannon Abraham.
She paid thousands of dollars then to look like my face.
I know.
She
I know.
Looks horrible.
I'm kidding, Shannon. You look fucking beautiful.
I hate all these fucking 16 and pregnant people from MTV.
Is that what she was? She was 16.
She was on one of those.
Yeah. How old is she now?
Yeah.
Not old.
That's 28. Yeah.
She looks fucking gross. Here's the problem.
Shannon, she looks like you if you were scared while turning into a cat.
Like the Michael Jackson black or white video. Yeah. It's but the bad just CGI frozen. Morph. Yeah.
She was hot back in the day. Pull up Shannon Abraham. Whatever.
When she was 16, she was real hot.
That first tape she put out
with James
with James Dean. She was a smoke show in that fucking tape.
But you could see it there too. You could see that
she was starting to get too much surgery.
Well, she was doing that thing where, because I think she's got the ass implant stuff too. You could see that she was putting on some weight to get certain areas ready for the breast implants, the ass implants, the fucking face stuff hadn't started yet. She's just a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And
young girls get surgery, I'm like, well, girls, what are you doing? Like, it's not a super hot look for young girls to get, like, facial surgery.
It ages you.
I guess there's a way to do it. I know some girls that do it that you wouldn't know because they actually know how to do it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, she's hot. Her body's great. That's after the kid, too.
But that's not even now.
Yeah, that's then.
Yeah, I went back a little bit.
But her one titty's a little droopy, you see? Wait, are we on YouTube? We're going to get fucking bumped from YouTube. You fucking...
Her tits look like Steve Buscemi's eyes.
Those aren't real tits, so you're not going to get bumped off of YouTube if they're fake.
That is true. That was science. Yeah.
That's the other thing. Now that all this other stuff's coming out, what happened to the kid?
Look at her fucking
abs,
though.
Nobody ever talks about what about her being the mom.
She was hot back in the day, okay? She was a hot chick. But now she, whatever it is, you get a little bit of money, they become obsessed. Yeah, yeah, she's cool.
Plus, you know what it is? She did not want to look, like, she's ashamed of her Jewish background. Like, she did not want to turn into an old Jewish broad and Jewish features. So she went and had all this done early as a preemptive. And as we can see now, her face is kind of waxy. It's melting stuff.
Well, you
not
see it happen
right
with, like, you know, Michael Jackson's the famous case of it. But it's like they get obsessed with, you know, going back and continuing to do it. So I think there's a way to do it. I shouldn't knock that because I know a couple girls who are legitimately beautiful and they get work done. And it's just very, but it's very subtle what they get done. What do they get? They get like lip injections, right? Or
collagen,
there's like
sometimes the Botox for the around the eyes.
Yeah,
the
there's like little, they, what do they call them? Fillers, right?
Yeah.
Shannon?
Yeah, it's in her, like, in her cheeks, her chin, her lips.
Shannon, do you get fillers?
No, I never have.
How much are fillers? We could probably get Shannon fillers instead of tits.
No, you can't do that there.
She does this because she hates herself. You have to understand. She hates herself. She knows she's a piece of shit. She looks at the mirror and she's just like screaming at herself every morning. She just tries. That's what these people do. They change their face because they don't want to look at it anymore.
She went into that reality show like a lot of the others did. And I don't know if some of them thought they would be famous or it was just an ends to a mean because they were 16 and pregnant. They were getting money to pay for a lot of their shit.
Yeah, already a good start.
She said she took that as like, oh, this is going to leap. My platform to leap off of to be a celebrity. So I got to act like I'm on Survivor or Big Brother. I got to be the wild card on this game show kind of thing. Then she goes through the porn. Everybody looked at it, but no one really cared. It wasn't like a Kim K or a Paris Hilton or something like that kind of celebrity porn. No one cared. Then she kept doing more stuff and everyone looked and went, okay, and then turned away again.
And then she started doing cam girl shit.
She's not even famous for the original thing. She's not famous for the 16 and pregnant. She's not famous for the porn. I mean, how do you do a celebrity porn and not get anything out of it?
Yeah.
And then she keeps constantly doing all this. Nobody
cares. I jerked off to that porn a handful of times.
Who didn't? But
I honestly, James Dean is a category in itself that I've gone down and jerked off to James Dean porn. That's
now
how
that
fucking.
You know, now that you know he's a bad boy like you.
James Dean doesn't fuck around, man. He gives the dick to these bitches.
I heard he puts the beats on them too, right?
What?
He's been
trying to Me Too him.
Allegedly.
His ex-girlfriend, what's her name? Fucking hot.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Hot. What the fuck's her name? It's a girl that Christina Hutchinson's boyfriend dated. That's the specific
Stoya?
Porn story. Stoya.
Him and Chris Strokes, you know Chris? Chris Strokes is another guy that they...
Don't call him Chris.
You don't know Chris? You know Chris?
Don't humanize him.
You know C-Bomb?
Chris Strokes.
Chris Strokes.
To you.
This guy's got an amazing cock.
Yeah.
They're allegedly known to get coked up and to really rough these girls up during the shoot, and then they come back and they go, oh, like, you know, like, this guy, he fucked me up. Like, he, like... borderline.
I mean, I believe
like
that probably happens a lot on porn shoots where it's these girls are on drugs. They're, you know, they're not. It's a weird thing where it's like, you know, no, they're not fucking truly consenting if they're all fucked up. But they're also, I think, getting fucked up so they can stomach doing the porn shoot. So it's a crazy, dark, weird fucking world. And if you started to deconstruct the porn world, that's where they're going to start going. They're going to get bored. Comedy, they're basically bored of. But now they're moving on to
the porn world.
They'll move on to porn. They'll move on to other industries, and it'll sort of become the flavor of the month. But with porn in itself, I mean, it just is an inherently sort of fucked up thing.
An
18-year-old girl signs away her right to fuck on camera. You don't have the wherewithal at 18 to know what you're even getting into and understand like the finality of that. When I was 18 years old, we were talking about that in the last show. We would get on the roofs of each other's cars and hold on and do donuts in a parking lot like psychos because we were bored and we just had a need for fucking, you know, a thrill or whatever it is. And
also, Lewis's dad died before he'd give him the talk that he's a werewolf.
He's just surfing on the top of the car.
I ride machine gun.
Oh, shit.
But the thing with that, too, all right, so you said with the 18 thing. Well, where's the cutoff line? Because then you say, oh, you got to be 21. And then
30.
People now say...
The porn will all suck, but 30 is the age where I think now, 30 in 2019 is the new 21 of 20 years.
People aren't growing up.
People are not growing up. People live online. They live in social media. You know, everyone acts more immature. when I was a kid, just the idea of a 30-year-old living at home was crazy. Yeah. That was crazy. A 30-year-old living at home with their parents.
You were terrified of that. You didn't want to be the 30-year-old guy living at home.
It was just sort of unheard of. It was a character that existed like in a movie. It was like a 30-year-old that had lived in his mom's basement. It was a meme. It was a funny thing. I think that is really
the guy me
fucking...
or Eric would play in a movie.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But I think that is a very real thing. The amount of 30-year-olds that live with... I know a bunch. And I know a lot of comics, so I guess it's a different thing. But I know a bunch of 30-year-olds that live with their parents that still go back home, and that's their fucking home. And that's fucking crazy. It's crazy.
Well, that also depends, too, in this area.
Are they helping their mom? Or is their mom dying?
But Long Island, Staten Island, super expensive, so you maybe can't afford to do that with certain jobs. But then if you go in other areas where it's not that expensive and they're still doing it, that's the mentality.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I don't think it has anything to do with the area, because I think that's it doesn't matter. The truth is, if you're not the type of person to live with your mom that's like, I want to be independent, you will just figure it out.
You'll find a way,
You'll just figure it out. Like, you're just not that type of person, so... I don't know that it happens any more often in the tri-state area or, suburban, big city areas than it happens out in the Midwest. I think it's a mentality. I think more and more people are doing it. I'm sure there's studies out there that the amount of, the age that kids are moving out and becoming independent. But when I left at, left, because I moved out when I was like 16, but when I really left at 19 to move to New York City, that was it. I prided myself on the fact that I never asked for a dime from my family. Nothing. Not at all. And I think, look, it would have helped at times. It would have been fucking great. But the truth is, I don't think I'd be here today where I'm at if I had that to sort of lean on. And I think that's a weakness that we have sort of as a culture, is that people, the people have, and it's good, it's being good parents. My son, I'll tell you right now, there's no way I'm not going to continue to spoil my son for the rest of his life. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't have to be hard for him. I'm not teaching him hard lessons. I'm teaching him fucking great lessons. There's going to be other lessons that are taught to him in the world that are fucking hard. But so I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. I understand. If my son, I couldn't imagine turning my son away. Even if he was 30, it'd be like, you can't live with me. It's my fucking son till the day I die.
No, get out of here. Be with your own kind.
He moved, didn't tell him.
Yeah.
He shows up to his dad's house. Lewis hasn't lived there in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all right. So I guess that's fair, because originally, like you said, us growing up, it was the mindset of you didn't want that. People that did do that was probably for financial means. Now it's changed from that to it's just easy. I don't want to have to do all these things. So that's the mentality now, is I'm going to stay home. I'm going to have my parents pay for everything forever.
I think there's also a stigma, too, when it comes to doing comedy or any sort of artistic endeavor. If you're gonna be a comic and you're gonna use the road and you're gonna be in your car all the time, and it's easier to not be in an apartment that you got to pay $3,000 a month for,
right?
I think there's a lot of people who are go-getters and still they're struggling, they're starving, like, especially this business, not everybody makes it, not everybody, you can do something with this business.
What I will say,
you have to work hard,
those people have to try to find it's the problem with having a safety net, right? Because
sure,
that person who maybe lives with his mom or depends on his family for whatever it is, if his mom all of a sudden died, he'd be okay, he'd survive, he would pay rent, he would get his bills paid if that source was taken away. So the reality is, it's a crutch, and you could use it as a crutch. It's as simple as that. So, I think I look at that example right there and you say, well, you realize it's just mind control, and it's your own, mind over matter, and you being in control of your own shit. So just set different goals. You know what I'm saying? The goal doesn't have to be to fucking have an apartment. The goal could be to fucking have $1 million in the bank. I really do believe that in a very, very real way. It's like we can do what the fuck we want to do.
In Living Color?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Bad joke. Yeah, but in years when you were on by yourself and you got kicked out at 16, were you pregnant? Now, when you were on the road by yourself, did you ever sleep on the street? Did you ever sleep?
Yeah, a few times.
You did. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So there sometimes it's easier if you have a place to crash, if you have friends that could help you.
Of course.
Is that considering going back home? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's not that. Of course, I slept on friends' couches. Lived with chicks for months at a time, where like I'd just be fucking a chick that I didn't really want to fuck.
But you always were. I always knew you as a hard worker.
Yeah, I was always a hustler. I was a fuck up. To be honest with you, I'm still a fuck up to a certain degree. You know, in spite of me being a fuck up, I think I do pretty well. But yeah, it's just, I don't regret any of that shit. I know that it's a part of who I am, and what's legitimately made me a better person is sort of having that independence and not having the freedom of going home and having a mom that's there to take care of me.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
But yeah, this bitch, she, $5,000, $5,000 for her to just hang out with her. Look up a $5,000 hooker right now. I want to see a $5,000 hooker.
That's like
just Vegas. Bring up a picture of her again.
That's Vegas level stuff.
That's another fucking level.
Yeah.
High end hookers don't cost $5,000.
That's international businessmen.
I talked to Ralph about this. A lot of Lainey's whores that she brings onto his shows that are like professional porn chicks, and a lot of the really hot ones, they're between $1,000 and $1,500 an hour to fuck.
Wow.
That's what they cost. And these are fucking famous porn stars.
Right.
Can we name names? Are they? I mean, they sell themselves. Are they on a fucking...
Probably shouldn't name names.
No.
Aren't they on a menu somewhere?
But they definitely, every time you see they're coming into your town, you can probably, you know, say that they're going to be...
Lainey also looks like a fucking, an old fucking, fucking whorehouse manager. Just comes out with a fucking diner fucking outfit on, like a waitress outfit.
What do you have, toots?
Lainey's the fucking best.
Walks out with menus. How many?
Yeah. But she's not even guaranteeing sex, you said. She's just $5,000. No.
Yeah, $5,000.
No sex.
That's the entrance.
Maybe.
Fee.
Yeah.
Look up a high-end prostitutes. Because don't, if you type in $5,000 hooker, it's just not, it's like, it's not going to come up. Okay.
You just go to Eros Guide.
Yeah, that's hot.
You look at that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Bond level shit.
How much is she?
That's Bond
level. How much is she?
$4,600.
$4,600? She literally better, I mean.
That's for a date. So that's like a full evening. That's not just
a
like,
whole night.
Yeah, that's not just banging it out for an hour. And you which is what Farrah's offering.
Right. You could probably Jew her down too to like 42.
She does
41.
Have a little bit of a Jewy. Look at her. Look at her Jewy face.
I think she's French.
You think she's French?
This one? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but why would you want to spend a whole night with a prostitute? I mean, I guess you could just bang them all night. Is that the idea?
It's for rich guys that want to have a hot girl to like go out with them for the night, be all over them.
That is pretty
cool.
That's
like a girlfriend experience.
I tried to get the hookers from your bachelor party to be my date to your wedding. So I get it. I completely understand
that. Blue tux with a big fluffy shirt.
Doggy, no, these
are the hot one, not the one covered in burns.
No, I asked like four of them. They all were like, no. Like, I'm better than all of you. I facilitated this. How are you saying no? I thought it was going to be like a pretty woman moment. Like they were going to be like, really? He wants to take me?
It's free booze, free meal.
It was nuts. Yeah, they did not want to come with me. I really, because that's what I thought I was going to be the most ballin' motherfucker when I showed up with a fucker, but I was going to be like dressed like a hooker. I was going to be like dress hookery, okay? I want like a fucking hoary outfit, just her show up, fucking just being obnoxious.
Big just see-through heels.
Smoking Newports. It would have been awesome, dude.
You slip the DJ a 50 so that after he does the bride and groom, then he does the stripper announcer. So she comes through the doors, smoke machine.
Yes. She's putting shrimp cocktail in her purse.
That's what I wanted. But none of these bitches would do it. So I ended up rolling dolo. So $4,600 for her, that's crazy. That's a little bit too much. That's too much.
I think in their case, though, this website, they can't flat out say so that when they say $4,600, you kind of know it's like a resort. It's all, you know, taken care of for you.
All inclusive GFE, girlfriend experience.
But the way she's
that
putting it out,
you kiss them on their hooker mouth. Right, is that what the girlfriend experience is?
Sometimes,
right. you're paying more to kiss a hooker mouth.
Maybe you can just cuddle with
that.
Like
it's also that they'll actually touch you in public. Like they'll rub your arm, hold your hand.
That's what the girlfriend experience is?
That's all of that stuff.
You
it's a girlfriend
so?
Experience. I mean, they yell at you when you leave like your socks on the floor. It's like it's all that shit.
573 Gasline, have you ever been with a prostitute and they've given you the girlfriend experience? We're trying to figure out what that means. I thought it was just that. I thought it meant that you could literally kiss them on the mouth.
The girlfriend experience, like what I've seen, what I've paid for is about $300 an hour. Possibly $150 for a half an hour. That's the usual girlfriend experience with a...
And you've done this.
That's a low-level mage.
You've done...
Yeah, of course I've done that. Yeah. Look at me.
She has mange?
Mage. Yeah.
No, girlfriend experience is the type of service where female sex workers offer, which includes acting like a girlfriend to the client. GFV may include French kissing, hugging, talking, and eating a meal together. If the prostitute is male, the service is called the boyfriend experience.
I don't even want to eat a meal with my real girlfriend.
I know. One time, watch a hooker just shove food into her mouth.
She hasn't eaten in 2 days. Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
She hard crunches the croutons from the salad. You're like, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm going to bring her fucking Denny's. What are you doing here?
Yeah, these. I mean, that's.
What did you get for your girlfriend experience?
I got. I just wanted a blowjob, but I could have fucked her. I could have gotten her to shit on me.
That's not the girlfriend experience.
Well, kind of is. I mean, you never had a girl
shit on you.
That's
Zach's mom experience.
then you can like cuddle with
Shannon.
Okay, Miz.
I'm fucking coming at you, baby boys. Everyone be afraid.
Yeah, you can kiss them, hold them, hug them. You know, all that stuff that would be relationship, like, you know, more than intimate. It's just intimate based. That's all it is. You know, you do the sex, or you can just cuddle with them for $300, you know. That's what you
cuddle
want.
With them.
Watch a movie.
Skin to skin contact with a hooker. So it's you're not putting a dental dam across their whole body.
A tarp.
I use those like X-ray cloths. I clip it to their neck and then I lay it down on their body and I slice a little thing right in there.
Yeah. All I'm thinking of is remember the condom scene from Naked Gun where they were wearing the full body condoms. They're just rubbing each other fall on the bed.
Yes.
$300.
But you want to kiss this woman and eat with her and cuddle.
That's not what I wanted to do, but that's what they offer for the money.
So
they
just why'd you pay the extra money?
No, they throw it in there. That's just what they do. It's $150 for a half an hour isn't too bad for a hooker. I think that's reasonable hooker price.
Yeah, I think, honestly, always opt for the half hour. It's not a massage, okay? It's the best part. Just get it done.
That's what I did. I just went for the half an hour.
Like, who's trying to slowly make love to a hooker?
She played it out, too. She's like, just the half hour, huh? I'm like, yeah.
This isn't me being hateful toward women. I'm sure that will be painted as such. You know, I'm not saying we're talking about hookers.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't normal women. These are hookers,
this
and that's
is a business
fine.
Business transaction.
Yeah, they know what their profession is, and they know what their job is, and that's fine. When you're paying for a hooker an hour, who's taking their time? Like, who's like
nobody? Nobody should.
Yeah,
you just want to. I mean, you
just
get
it
off.
Out, yeah. Get it done real quick.
So, if you paid for an hour. Are you actually doing it twice? Are you just done after the first time and said this was a waste of money?
If you pay for the hour and you come in 20 minutes, she is going to put her shoes on and leave.
Yeah.
So pay for the half an hour.
All right. So you're getting nothing out of it then.
Yeah.
Okay. What I did was I went to her. She had like her own place. Mm-hmm. Like these people are real people with a house.
Let's not go too far.
But they're like, you know, they're pillars. Like some of them are pillars of the community. They just fuck on the side because they make good money. Selling themselves out, like they go. There's a website you can go to, and blah blah blah.
What's the website of your choice?
I can't talk to them.
Why?
Because it's like
the hooker website. Promote the fucking website.
No, it's not. It's but it has to be on the. I'll tell you.
Dark web.
It's on the dark web. It's on the dark web.
How much can I just buy a Russian hooker for life for on the dark web? Nate, do me a favor. Research that really quick.
Nate, do us a favor real quick. Go in Studio B and ask Ralph.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking the wrong person.
You can. I'm sure that you can purchase a woman for life. You got to figure, like, what is the amount of money that you'll spend on a real wife? Or what's the amount of money you would just spend on a hot Russian young girl that's trying to get
it's
in this country?
About 20 grand.
Yeah, I would say between 20 and 50, depending on how young and hot they are.
And hold on, they marry you completely, and then they have to stay with you for a couple of years. But once that's over, that it dissolves, right? So you're essentially buying a hooker for 2 years. On average, pursuing a mail order bride will cost you between $1,000 and $15,000. There are many things included in this price. I'm thinking about maybe mail order bride. Is that illegal?
No. It's legal. They have their websites are legal.
I don't know if that is legal.
It is legal.
Yeah. It's legal. They don't have to fuck you.
Yeah, they don't
legally.
Have to have sex with you.
But no, but I'm saying as far as like if you're ordering it outside of the country, the green card,
that's illegal,
where the
sure.
legality comes in. Yeah, I'm not talking about the prostitution.
Well, that's what they're not telling you in the price, though. That's where the 20 grand comes in. You're probably paying for all her visa stuff, her green card, you know.
Okay, so that's the other thing. So you pay, they pay you. Well, here's the thing. This is how fucking good women have it, because I know a bunch of chicks who have been offered where a guy is going to pay them to marry them so they can get into the country. So a guy will still pay the fucking chick if he's trying to. So that when it's a mail order bride, essentially you're paying for everything, her green card, her everything, but she's down to fuck. She's got to be down to fuck.
She should fuck you. That's the unwritten rule.
It would not, be rude not to.
It's not
it
that it's
very rude be. Not to.
It's not that she has to. What it should be is it should be preemptively set up. Like if I'm getting a mail order bride, I'm very clearly stating to her, "Hey, we gotta be fucking. Like it's not. You know, we can't do this. If I'm just like, why do I want a woman to awkwardly just be hanging out with me? She's some fucking Russian bitch. She doesn't speak the language. She's just there. Like." What is it? I want a weird friend.
But you can't force somebody to have
I'm not forcing. I'm saying beforehand, preemptively, I'm laying out
and
the business
And she can say
deal.
Yes and then get here and then not fuck you, though. That's the problem.
That's breach of contract.
I don't know if you can write that in a contract. I think that's illegal. I think that's prostitution now. If she
damn it. There's got to be a loophole. There's got to be a legal loophole here. Night.
It's a lot of these unspoken agreements. You know, you just kind of have to know what you're getting into, and just everybody is supposed to assume this is the plan.
I've got some brides on the screen if you want to browse them.
We can browse brides.
Brads.
Brides. Let's see. I can say with confidence I'm more a romantic. I can see happiness in this. This is Olga from Kiev.
That I am romantic. I see great happiness.
32-year-old. Like I am purchasing a 30. That's like getting a 14-year-old fucking dog from
the
pound.
Got any brown bananas too?
What are we?
32.
Walking in.
What a used car. What's the sticker price on her?
I'm gonna like, you know what? That dog looks like it's knocking on death's door. Yeah. Let me bring this one home and have my kids get attached to it. Now,
have that upside down goldfish.
That's crazy.
Also three legs.
Unbeatable diamond. Hey, I am hungry.
What? Hungry, you will ask? Yes, yes, yes. And once more, yes. I want a live relationship. Let me explain you. There are many divorces here in Ukraine.
That's the one I want. I want one.
I like
speaks,
her.
Who speaks
I don't
like
mind her, by the way.
Spell.
She's good so far.
Many divorces here in Ukraine. As in couples, people lose interest in each other. Recently was watching the French film Love is Alive for 3 years. Have seen?
Yeah.
Okay, we will do that together. I want to break the statement that love is alive for 3 years. Love is forever. So we need food for our relations. Yeah?
She's really hungry.
First of all, passion, unexpected surprises, and light in eyes.
If you have butter, bread, maybe some jam, I would be very appreciative.
An ideal man, do not smoke, do not drink alcohol, do not watch football, and do not exist. She's got a sense of humor.
Oh, that was a good joke.
Oh, I get it. She's being funny. Go back. Let's see a different one. Because she's also a little bit on the older end. 27, she's, you know, that's a little old. These bitches are hot, though. I mean, look, these are hot. These are hot Russian
prostitutes.
Yeah, but
there's no way that's their picture.
It would, yeah, that one. Two, it'd be great. You have this site, but if there was another site like Carfax,
yeah.
So you can go back and look at their history. Like who returned her? Yeah, who returned her? What the faults were?
What?
Did I get a lemon?
Scars behind knees.
Okay.
Did it disclose penis?
There's the girl.
Katniss?
19 years old. Katniss from the Taurus. She's from Dinosaur Island.
She's from
Tropolis.
She's from Doppid.
She's from Doppatropolis.
Country no longer exists.
Wait, go back up to her stats. I want to see her stats.
Holy shit.
I speak English intermediately, Ukrainian fluently, and Russian fluently.
5'6".
Get any more pictures. She's the one. She's... No children. Okay. Yes. There we go. Hello.
There's no way that that's her. That is a model. And that is not
no,
who's
what, they can't.
That's not who's going to be in the box.
You're buying a mail order bride, Zach. There's no. I will return this bitch like that. Are you crazy? If some other woman showed up, I'd literally shove her back into the box. I'd bring her out to the mailbox. I'd pick up the little sticky thing to let them know to take her the fuck away. And I would never think about it again. Are you fucking? And I would take out a fucking claim on my credit card, and I would say, yeah, my credit card was stolen.
Oh,
I did not buy
way,
a mail order.
It was hacked overseas. If you don't think this girl's in it for love, looking for an age range, 18 to 75.
Wow. Hell yeah. Looking for a height? Nope. Marriage, relationship, romance, and travel partner. Why not, though? What is the problem with her? Right now, if I decided to purchase this young fucking Ukrainian woman, or I'm sorry, young dinosaur Striopian woman, why would that be a problem? If we just made this agreement that she was like, hey, I'll fuck you all the time, and I want to go to nice restaurants and movies, and, you know.
I love how the website is set up like, back in the 2000s, those non-nude model pages where they'd have 8 photos and then you'd have to log into their site to see all the rest. But if you figured out the coding of the page, it's like, oh, look, go to page 7, there's different photos. All right there on the bottom. It's 2 photos, and then you have to subscribe in order to see the rest of this.
Is there? There's got to be an age filter.
Yeah. What would you like the age range then?
We'll say the age range from
soft 18
to
Doesn't go behind. Doesn't go further than 18.
Just like blackjack. Just don't bust.
We'll say 18 to 18 and a half. Yeah. Is that okay?
Split the aces.
No, we'll say 18 to 21. That's the age of a. You're buying.
Yeah, you want a brand new one.
Yeah, if you buy a tree for your backyard, type. Okay?
Yeah.
You buy a tree to plant in your backyard. Nobody buys a big, fucking huge redwood 50-year-old lumbering tree.
Right.
You buy a small tree, you put it in the ground, you water it every day. It's your tree.
It's your tree.
That's what you want. You want a fucking little baby tree. That's what you want. You want to water that tree every day. Shoot your water all over that tree.
Lewis's pedophile network just got named Saplings.
Missed it when you could filter your suggestions to kind of tune it down a little bit to what you want. It said body type. It said average, athletic, cuddly.
Can we get just fat young girls?
There has to be like. See,
just go with cuddly.
Right there it is. Slim, attractive, very cuddly.
Dude, very cuddly.
Hell yeah.
Don't
ample.
Be surprised if
Do
my
ample
picture comes
and
up.
And cuddly. Let's see what's in there. That'd be fun.
Sweet. Where you at, bitches?
I mean, this is Russian fat, so this just might be like skinny American girl fat.
And there's only 3.
Wow. Okay. So that's it. All right. So forget that. We don't want that. Let's be real about this.
Yeah. Come on.
Be real ass.
Take the body type off. And let's see some young bitches.
But who? Like, there's an option to have with children. I mean, maybe if you're an old man who never had kids and you just have this weird fucking thing, that's another like level of like fucking weird. If you're like, I'm gonna buy her whole family.
Right. Yeah. Back in the day on OkCupid, there was a filter you could put drinks heavily.
I got to figure out the new dating sites, too. What are the new ones?
They're all apps now, right? It's not even sites.
On Tinder and Bumble, I do not do well on any of these apps.
Plenty of fish.
That's fine. We can take that off.
What is that?
Hinge?
Yeah, Hinge is where like you are.
I'm going to hang myself from.
What you show on the profile is like not just your pictures, but you can also have like little video snippets and then answers to certain questions. So like people are scrolling through and like seeing the answers that you have to like get a little bit more of it.
Are you unhinged, Shannon?
Yeah.
Are you unhinged?
Yeah.
Get any dick off Hinge?
No.
Any offers?
Yeah. Like I like match a lot on there, but then within the conversation, after like 2 or 3 of their responses, I'm like, you're an idiot.
Oh, wait. I remember you talking about. Yeah. Can I say the thing the guy said?
Mm-hmm.
Shannon was some dude was hitting on Shannon on Hinge, and then did he say hashtag blessed?
No, at the end of it, he's like, "Good morning, hope you have a blessed day." Ugh. I was like, "Delete."
Unless he's Jamaican, that's bullshit.
No, he's like a jacked white guy with no tattoos.
So, what is it that you want to hear from a guy too? Because I'm very confused about how to do this. It's actually a good topic, maybe for your show, Shannon. I think I'm doing your show next week, right?
Yeah, we'll discuss it later.
Oh, you're scheduling. Bumping me.
No, I'm not. I'm not bumping you.
Bitch, we're never doing your show. Yeah. It's over.
And next round of Arbor Day on the thing is.
Next round of cuts, when it comes down to it, likely your show.
No,
Shannon.
I have you scheduled for December, but you were going to do me a favor and
I was
jump in
do you.
For somebody that canceled, but they.
I was going to do you. It's fine. Don't even.
Okay. So yeah, but we've talked about like the terrible lines that guys have given me that annoy me.
What is it that give advice to men right now? Because I've done this before. I've given my phone to chicks and be like, yeah, just set up my Tinder profile, set up my Bumble profile. But the problem is I'll get matches, and then when I start talking to them, I'm not good at texting. I get very frustrated when I start texting because I make a lot of typos because of my fat thumbs. Okay. So when I'm doing it, within a minute of chatting with this woman, I'm angry. I'm going like,
oh. Angry at your thumbs.
Oh, really? Okay. So it goes off the rails. It's not good. Okay. Eventually I just fucking stop. So what do we need to be saying as men in order for it to gain some attention from you? If we were analysis people. Thank you. Good word. What type of facts and stats will we extract from your conversations that have been more successful with getting you to respond?
I would say definitely don't start out with just a hi or how are you or my name is so-and-so.
I always say, I literally every time I start out with, hey.
No.
Poor call.
That's terrible.
What do I do?
you open up with something to show that you read something on her profile. Like ask about something specifically on her profile so she doesn't think you just looked at her picture.
How old are your tits?
And also being funny, I think that you would kill on these apps because like
if I said
funny,
if I was my problem is I mean neg funny. I neg women. That's...
Give an example. How mean?
Sup, fatty?
It's just pig emojis.
Starts screaming at them on Twitter.
What do I need to fucking do? So you say something that I noticed from their profile.
Yeah.
Let me do it. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Hey, bro. What's up? I'm a bro, too.
Let's see.
Do you ever, I got to ask Lewis, if you're on these things, right? A lot of people know you. Do you get recognized on these things?
Sometimes.
Like they that's go, the oh, I know you, I've or been, I saw you, I saw your act somewhere.
That's the only time I've been successful for the most part is with girls that I've known either my act, known who I was. They, you know, then I have a little bit of success.
I've met a few comics whose like picture on the app is like them on Conan.
Really?
Like them shaking hands with Conan on the stage.
Well, that's Big J. I mean, they're in like threesome apps and shit, and it's just like him on stage. Like, dude, how are you even fucking like, it's so brutal. How could you possibly get on Thrinder or one of these other apps and put your real fucking picture of you
like
on stage?
Your career, yeah.
It's so weird. But I mean, I guess that's what you use as your superpower because adults will go like, oh, they're a performer. Okay, right. Like, swipe right. Like, I just would rather, I don't know. I don't really want somebody that's just going to be more interested in me because I'm a performer. I have that. Right? Like, I have a career. There's fans that come out and, you know, I've hooked up with chicks before. I get that. But if I'm doing an app, I almost want it to be because it's going to be a different pool of people.
But you're open with this. You talk about this on all your stuff. But, like, what if other comics or celebs or something are on there doing it and you just want to do the service, but then somebody goes, oh, it shows up on some celebrity blog or TMZ. It's like, oh, here's their Tinder profile, their Grindr profile.
When I was in high school, our math teacher, somebody found his Match.com profile
right
and printed it out.
Yeah, see that,
and everyone
like that
asked him questions about like his preferences.
If you're not doing anything, if you're not doing anything entertainment wise or some sort of aspect of celebrity, you have nothing to lose. So you go and you do that.
Also, his profile name was Easy Grader 123.
Okay, so this is all right. So look, this hot chick, no way, this hot chick is matching with me in a million years. It doesn't happen. Okay, it's always big, fat, ugly black chicks.
And that's I've not seen it. Do we, me, him, and Dave all got Tinder for this thing we were doing, and we all tried to get a girl to come over at the same time. We recorded something.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
While you're doing the show, have them come
live?
Yeah,
we were all trying to get a girl to come by during...
We're trying to get a date live
on
the show.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
And I got nothing. Dave is like talking to like two girls. Lewis, just immediately, this enormous black chick. And Lewis is like, come over. And she's like, what time?
Lizzo.
Yeah, she was ready to rock.
Lizzo.
Look, I'll just start swiping right, and then what I'll do is the first person that I match with, Shannon, you tell me what I need to be fucking saying to them. And by the way, I'm swiping right on all these beautiful women. No one's matching. Nothing. Zilch. Zero. I have 18 matches, by the way, that I'm waiting to. They show you that, too. What they do on Tinder now is they show you the amount of matches that you have or people that like you, but you haven't matched with them yet. But if you pay a service fee, they'll unlock it and just show you the people that like you.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
Are the same amount of people on Tinder still, or have they migrated onto other apps?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm assuming it's probably less popular,
true.
But it's still pretty popular.
I know OK
everything
Cupid
moves so fast.
OKCupid probably has. I remember the last days I was on OKCupid, it was more like serious relationships. You know, all the fun things kind of floated away to other websites like Tinder. Tinder became the new fuck site. And then after Tinder, I think it was Bumble. And then it kind of just migrated.
I think people switched back to Tinder after a little while.
Sure.
I think Bumble became whack. I have no idea why. Whatever it is, I'm swiping. I've not got a single match. I've been swiping the whole time. For the audio listeners, I'm just swiping blindly right on everybody here. Nothing's happening. I'm ugly. It needs to be pointed out. I got to do? I got to put my new look on it. That's my problem as well. They're going to feel like I catfished them.
Why don't you take Big J's photos and just Photoshop your face of him on there?
On Big J's body. You think that's going to help?
No. Just
my
like,
face on Big J's body. The two worst components of both of us.
I want to hear. Actually, I want to hear what Shannon's advice is for you because it's a weird. It's a very thin lane that I guess you have to travel where you can't be nice and polite and you can't be, hey, nice tits. What I want to fuck. So
I'm out of swipe
out where
rights
you have to do
because
it.
I ran out of people and none of them like me, not a single one.
So is this like Candy Crush?
Shannon, shut the fuck up. I'm sick of it. Every fucking time I talk, you're fucking in my ear.
That's
trying
how those
to
conversations
the point
go
making.
On Tinder. Hey, I really like your picture. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Okay, I matched with a woman on Bumble. Now I want you to look at this. I don't want to show a picture to the screen because it's fucked up, and I don't want to be mean.
You can show them. I'm away from you right now.
Go to chat. Hold on, right here. Okay, look at this. Now, how would you describe this woman? The words. What are the words you use to describe this woman?
Fat, cleaning woman.
Dominican.
Back on you.
Bumbling.
Yeah,
trying to push her kids out of the picture.
I match with her. Let's see. She loves dogs. She's driven. She's educated. She's attractive, sexy, sensual, feminine, hardworking, kind, honest,
deluded,
and a straight shooter. Attracted to tattoo guys, but not a deal breaker if you don't have any. She's like you, Shannon. And she's fine. Look, to be honest with you, I've had times in my life where I would just match with the chick and be like, hey, you want to hook up?
Sure, why not?
But I would never go beyond that, it's not being mean. It's just what it is. Right. I would do that. I was a casual encounter guy on Craigslist. I fucked a couple fatties on Craigslist casual encounters back in the day.
Okay? Right.
But what would I do, Shannon, what would I say? I just told you all the things that are in her profile. What would be your opening line in order to get her? She's responding. Okay. I'll just put fucking a bunch of different food emojis in it, and then she will respond immediately.
Is there something that you like that you can compliment her on?
Her
scratch
the room's
marks.
Clean.
Her third stomach fold. I really like the bottom fold. Yeah. C.
I mean, I would compliment something, and then maybe make a reference to because she loves dogs. Say how glad that you're a dog person.
Like you look like you eat a lot of hot dogs.
On her neck.
You hungry? You hungry, girl?
But I think something that's funny, like she reads it, like something stupid that that'll make her smile as she's reading it. Something funny.
Okay.
I'm not funny.
I think it would be the dog. All right, her first thing she said, and they would include what they probably enjoy first, right? So she loves dogs.
Yeah.
She loves dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You have a dog? Or you do?
I have a dog.
Yeah. So go with
that. So that's all right. I have a dog. Hello.
Let me you have a pit bull.
Do it in the accent.
She loves dog fighting, actually. She ran out of the energy to type more. Her fingers were getting numb.
Right.
She
has
couldn't
problems.
Finish the sentence.
She also has problems.
She could do the voice text. She was losing breath.
Maybe go to another one. Let's see. If I keep on swiping, let's see what happens here.
Dislikes. Running out of Newports.
So you're saying, all right, that's a good piece of advice, and I wish that the blogs would go out and fucking give people that advice. Be specific. Mention something in her profile very specifically.
This should be your master class. You should do this. You sit there, and the appropriate way to approach these dating apps.
We can do that. Why don't we do a vlog? You can be vloggers.
Okay.
It's like The Bachelor, but for, Gas Digital.
So, just all right. So that's the move right there. Be very specific. Hold on. I'm going to keep on swiping right. Hopefully I get a hottie because I want to actually, my problem is I also don't want to make these fat women feel bad about themselves any more than they already do. I feel bad for fat women more than I feel bad for anybody in the fucking world. More than sick kids in Africa. Fat women in America.
Yeah, at least they're skinny.
Yeah, dude. The fat women in America, they have to, it's the dealing with that and also having to pretend it doesn't bother them. Oh my God. At least fat guys, we could just be funny. And just like, be like, yeah, we're fat, ha ha. How long, we talked about this recently. We had a chick in, and she called herself fat. And like, nobody responds. We all just kind of like, look around.
She wanted to.
Because it's so uncomfortable. Like,
baiting her.
But if you called yourself fat right now, E-Rock, we'd be like, yeah, you're fatty, fat, fuck right. Yeah, fat guy.
It's like, does this outfit make me fat? No, the fat makes you fat.
Yeah.
You can say that to me.
Who was it, can you say?
No, I don't want to be mean. People listen to the show. They know who I'm talking about.
Lizzo. Again,
Lizzo.
Who's Lizzo? I'm looking at the chat.
Big,
here and
it's
there.
This literally big singer that's out right now. That's all over the place. I don't know. She just showed up out of nowhere. And
can I see Lizzo?
Yeah, you can pull her up. She's
probably on your Bumble.
Let me see her.
She just responded to you.
Okay, there she is.
She's pretty though. I mean, a pretty face kind of makes it better.
So she's out there crushing it now. Okay.
She's got a couple of hit songs. She's doing very well, but it's a lot of the social media around her is that you're courageous, you're beautiful, you're all. It's all that.
Oh, and then she wears
it's
things
fake
like
insincerity. It's fake sincerity with it.
Well, they shouldn't be promoting her being fat because that's just unhealthy. You should. They should be like, listen, you're beautiful, but you could lose like 100 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't mind body positivity to a certain degree where you're like...
No, I get it. But when you see, it's more of a campaign to make people think that way rather than just a fan base or people naturally saying, hey, you're great how you are. You're a great singer. Don't listen to the haters.
It wouldn't be... Here's the thing. It just wouldn't be what you'd comment on. So here's the thing. She's fat and she's, you know, out of shape. And that's fine. People are fat and out of shape. I'm fat and out of shape. Everyone in this room is fat and out of shape, okay? But if I'm going to compliment something about her, that just wouldn't be the quality. You'd go, she's an incredible musician. In fact, her confidence is beautiful and amazing,
yeah,
and inspiring, right? You can say something like that, but just being fat is not inspiring. Being fat sucks. Being fat fucking sucks.
Right.
Get in this bitch's head. If you got in her head, I don't care what anybody says, every time she fucking sees, she's going to walk up 2 or 3 flights of stairs, she has a mental fucking breakdown. And every day you have to go from one. Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah. Ah, look at that.
I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like that's not probably some really good pussy.
I'd fuck her, doggy.
She's a blast.
I'm not hating on her, okay? But it is what it is. You have to call a spade here. Easy, easy, boys.
Steady as she goes.
It's sure. Fuck. I have fucked. Not only have I fucked fatter women, I have fucked.
How fat?
Fatter, uglier, way less talented women. I mean, I fucked women with absolutely no redeeming qualities at all. So she got a pretty face, nice smile. She's a fucking pop star. Great story. I'd fuck Lizzo in a heartbeat. Get her on the show.
Oh, dude, I'd be
get her on the show right now.
I'd be wearing a tuxedo with a flaming hot Cheetos bouquet.
I'm your biggest fan.
Goes at it like a horse in a feed bag.
Doggy, I got no problem. I got no problem with a big fat bitch, but you can't sit here and tell people that that's a healthy way to live. You can't. There's a responsibility to a certain degree that these pop stars have that, you know, it's not upon themselves, right? But they should at least articulate it. It reminds me of the Phoenix Suns, Charles Barkley story, where, you know, they were like, oh yeah, you're, you know, a role model. And he's like, I didn't sign to your role model.
I'm not a role model.
I'm not a role model. It's a great quote. And you're not inherently that, but you should articulate that then, because you can't sit there and tell young women.
Charles Barkley can't articulate anything.
If you can't tell young women that being fat is beautiful. That is a dangerous thing right there. You can't tell young men that. Young women, it doesn't even matter. It is not. I'm not a role model just because I dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. But at the same time,
or his kids, probably.
At the same time, it becomes a thing where you go, well, look, the more responsible thing on her end would be to talk about her struggles with her weight and how much it bothers her and how difficult it's been.
I don't follow her. You know, she may have in other interviews.
If you did, it would be pretty easy.
Boom, do it.
All day. Wow. Shannon.
It's getting dark out. It's only 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any health professional would not go. You go, girl. Like, keep it up.
You're at a music festival and you see your water.
Yeah.
Lizzo's on.
Who's with that? Her entrance is a Jurassic Park theme.
Didn't I see her fight Godzilla in an old movie?
Or the new one coming out?
Just a bass line. Bloom, 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 bloom.
Yeah, she's a big woman. Reference. She's a big woman. I got no problem with her, though. I would fucking give it to her in a heartbeat. Why not?
She's a good singer.
She's pretty.
She's a good singer. I don't. She performed, what did I say, the MTV Music Awards. It was her, and then she had all fat backup dancers. Like, she's living the gimmick, which is fine. But, like, they're not good dancing, obviously. She's a good singer, but I see more online of this controlling the narrative around her, where it's people who are forcing this thought of be beautiful, be proud, all that stuff, but it doesn't seem sincere, as if she's doing it herself. She's saying, like, look, I'm a big person and I'm proud of what this is and I'm working to try to make it better and owning it. It just seems like the label or PR people are forcing this narrative on social media around her,
right,
instead of saying, like, you know, focusing on her singing and the act that she does. And that's kind of disingenuous.
Can we
too.
See maybe a Lizzo video? Possibly.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Oh, Oh, come on, dude. Come on. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Jesus Christ.
I didn't think they would have a joke in the can. I was proud of them. To be honest with you, I was proud.
I thought that was really part of the video. I didn't know.
I really did, too. I thought it was like a tie-in.
Yeah.
It's in the new movie.
Heads just snapping off.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Like those wax soda bottles.
I like the music. That was actually a pretty cool song. It was a pretty cool song if you guys fucking didn't check it out. I got no problem with it. So we should maybe pull up some more Lizzo music. Can we do that? Is that possible?
Will you get kicked off of YouTube?
We're not kicking off YouTube, especially if you play it just for kind of a quick second.
Okay.
And then also, you know, obviously edit out the video or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how YouTube all fucking
works.
Yeah,
if you edit out the video, it should be fine.
It's all fucking but crazy, then that's man. The, yeah. I don't know. Only a fucking moron would understand how YouTube works. Let me see. Oh, come on. That's not Lizzo. That's the Fat Boys. It's a good song, though. Dude, Fat Boys were awesome, dude. They used to rap about potato chips.
You ever see their crossover?
The
no, well, yeah, the Disorderlies, right? But did you ever see their crossover with the Beach Boys when they did Wipeout?
No.
It's one of the most ridiculous things ever made.
Yeah.
Well, they did a Nightmare on Elm. They did a Freddy Krueger song, too.
That's right.
Yeah, were they... They weren't super respected, huh? That's hip hop artists, but I have no idea. They could be hip hop pioneers.
Though. Those guys never. None of those guys got a lot of respect. Sugar Hill Gang. I don't think they were.
Didn't one of the Fat Boys die by falling off a couch?
Mate,
I think one of them died literally falling off his couch.
Yeah. I think it was in the.
I don't think
any
of them are alive anymore.
Yeah,
they were. They all died young too.
I remember that movie as a kid, and I remember there was the hot chick. She was so shallow. She was like, "I'll date you, but you got to not be so fat." Like, it was like, that was the premise of the good, she was a good woman in the movie. She was like the
Was this the Disorderlies?
Right. Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Because the Disorderlies was trying to take a Marx Brothers movie, but do it as the Fat Boys doing it.
Right.
I think they had another one, too. And I think they showed up in the, do you remember that Dr. Dre and Ed Lover movie, Who's the Man?
Yeah.
I think they show up in there, too. Mm.
Shannon, pull up the trailer for the Fat Boys movie. Was it only one movie? Specifically starring them? I think it was the Disorderlies. It must be. I just remember it was the Fat Boys.
They're also in Crush Groove. Well, that was their first appearance.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I remember watching it as a kid, though, and enjoying it. I grew up on sort of... Here we go. Let's see. Is this the trailer?
Yeah.
The Three Stooges made you laugh yourself sick. The Fat Boys could put you in the hospital. In Disorderlies. This greedy nephew is having unhealthy thoughts about his rich uncle.
Old white
when
guy.
He dies, I'm going to inherit everything.
Another Puerto Rican.
What I need are the worst orderlies in the history of nursing.
We need
care.
Black orderlies.
The Three Mullies.
Is the world's noblest profession going to the dogs? But the Fat Boys aren't the heavy. Their job is to breathe new life into an old.
Yeah, this was definitely the movie for sure.
And they're going to save him the best way they know how.
Put me down!
By accident.
Get these animals off my property!
Another night like this and I'll die!
So relax. Get some
Another
rest. Eat properly. Drink plenty of fluids. And try to survive the Fat Boys.
I like that movie.
If the Three Stooges crack you up... The Fat Boys will fracture you.
Oh, shit.
In Disorderly.
All right, the trailer
sucks. Three of the biggest heroes you'll
All right. Trailer stunk back then.
If you like the Three Stooges,
they
you
did
like
a movie.
You know, you've been thinking about the Three Stooges for the past 40 years. You've been craving Three Stooges humor, only with big, fat black men.
It was so weird, because that's the pitch and the cadence of selling... the toys from the afternoon cartoons. It's like, if you loved the original Transformers, you'll love GoBots and go into all this stuff
of
there.
Of course.
But doing it as a movie trailer.
Yeah, and it's it's just not what you would, it's not the how you would want to sell that to an audience. You're not trying to get old Three Stooges
even
fans.
At that time, that's not how you would sell
no,
it to
bad.
An audience.
They'll steal your hearts and your car.
All right, so Let's talk about this.
Man, what are you trying to sell, Lucy's?
That should be the rule for police brutality. You could only do Three Stooges moves.
Paraplegic? I thought there was only one of them.
What happened now? Here's the thing. I've been living my past 37 years of my life assuming that me saying the N-word is okay because of my brown skin and my Hispanic background. It's been
Afro-Puerto Rican.
I am Afro-Puerto Rican. I post a picture of my father once a year. Just to remind everyone that how black I am and what I have inside
right.
of me. Okay. Now, there's a girl who got in trouble. She's in a little bit of hot water, as they say, because she said the N-word. But she didn't just say the N-word. It wasn't like she was telling a joke or just matter-of-factly saying it or even saying it in a racist way. She was singing
a song. Right. Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill. Yeah, she has an N-word. Yes. But what song was she singing?
I don't know. If I say it, can I say it?
It was a... Oh, do you want to tell you?
Yes.
It was a Fugees song. Hold on. I have it in
Fugees,
a second.
It was Fugees, yes.
Killing Me Softly?
No, because does that have the N-word in it?
One time.
There's three N-words in that song.
Two times.
Give him a gas attack, Shannon. Get on your fucking game. Solid guest attack right there. Solid guest attack. What song was it? And can we see the video of her saying the N-word?
Yep, one sec, sorry.
I'll take a moment, actually, to plug Gas Digital. Every episode we've ever done available on GasDigitalNetwork.com, the entire on-demand library. This show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, 21 incredible shows now on the network. So excited to welcome The Broad Topic. So excited to welcome Capital Wrestling. Machine Head has a new show on the network. We ain't fucking around, baby boy. It is the only fucking platform you need. No offense, Compound Media, but this is it. If you could only buy one, this is the one you're going to spend your money on. Compound's great, but I think we have at least two times the amount of content available for a fraction of the cost. Sorry, Iraq. I apologize. It's a weird way to do that.
All right, we got to step it up then.
Got to pick it up a little bit. No, I'm kidding.
Obviously. 19 new shows. Your show's not one of them. Sorry.
Yeah, that's something you want to hear on another person's podcast.
So what? Yeah, what is going on?
I think this
with...
is it. I'm gonna try to play it.
Go ahead, play it. Here we go. This girl. What's her? Gina? Oh, before we even do it, this is it. But who is she?
She's a singer.
Actress.
Oh, an actress.
What is she in?
Jane the Virgin.
Okay. That's right.
Is she Jane the Virgin specifically?
I think so.
Okay, so she's famous. She's like stars in a real sitcom.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I could do what you do. Believe me. Just give me heebie-jeebies.
Well, that's it. That's all.
That was it?
That's what happened. That's it. And she posted that on her Instagram, and then all hell broke loose from everybody being angry that she said the N-word.
I mean, well, look. Niggas do give me heebie-jeebies.
I call them heebie-jeebies
sometimes. Look at the heebie-jeebies. Keep your eye on those heebie-jeebies. They look like they're up to no good in the back of that deli.
Well, the thing is, she stopped singing the song right before she said the N-words give me heebie-jeebies. It was just a statement.
She also does a lot of kids stuff. She's in the Carmen Sandiego reboot that's on Netflix, plus Nick Kroll's Big Mouth show. She's on that as well.
That's not a kid's show at all. That's an adult
right.
show.
There's also a couple Comedy, other things here.
Comedy Central's kind
of
Smallfoot,
a
liberal.
Bunch of different animated movies and stuff. So
yeah, but she's a fucking... Did she grow up in the hood? Look, here's the thing. I think that there's...
If we're going to go after Hispanics for the N-word, we got to go after Asians for the N-word.
I was just going to say that. Yes.
Because Korean kids smoke pot once... And then drop the N-word for fucking like 15 years.
Right. While they're in medical school.
Yeah.
I don't think you should. Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. My take on this is if you grew up in the hood, you grew up around that culture, and, you know, you were called the N-word in a disparaging way, and I think that you have earned your right to, at the very least, sing it during a Fugees song. At the very least. Okay? That's psychotic. That's psychotic. Is she actually in trouble or no?
Well, it seems like they're digging into her old stuff a little bit. I just found on TMZ that there is an old comedy skit she did that she used the N-word. Do you want to see it?
Let's see. It's just her blackface. Oh, I'm a nigger. Oh, I'm a nigger. La, 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 la. I'm a nigger.
Calm down. Did you just say calm down? Take a lap.
What?
You heard me. I said take a lap, nigga. Take a
Whoa.
Lap.
Come on, baby.
Take a lap.
Well, if you fuck a black, if you
fuck, so fucking dramatic.
If you fuck, dun, dun, dun. If you fuck a black guy, you should be able to say it. That's not automatic.
True. I agree.
Automatic. Fucking currently fucking.
What? I mean, what's? So yeah, it's just the whole fucking thing. I mean, don't tell me cancel culture doesn't exist. The idea that the cancel culture doesn't exist, it 100% exists. It 100%. And it's not even so much that there's all these people being canceled, and it's that simple. It's not that simple. What it is you're creating a culture of fear for artists, comedians, anybody that's in the spotlight of the industry to take any sort of chances, whether it's creatively, comedically. That's just a sketch. Her being funny. She's dating. I'm assuming she's like playing a ghetto chick, and she's dating her boyfriend. She's arguing with him. And that's how somebody would talk in right. that situation. And that's how a Hispanic person would talk in that situation. If you go to the fucking hood and you deal with Hispanic people, that's what it is, okay? The reality is white people, this is the truth, they are trying to kill that culture altogether. They're not comfortable with real brown people, real minorities. So to go after brown people for acting like brown people, it's maybe the most racist thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It is fucking psychotic.
He also says that her father identifies as Afro-Latino.
Oh, boy. I'm fucked.
Just like you.
You might have the same father.
I am fucked.
Does he stand outside of the strip club?
But that's the problem when you're dealing with mainstream success. You know, when you're, you know, there's no even slight part of me that will ever even attempt to go audition for a mainstream network television show to act like that's, I'm never even going to attempt it again. I've made my decision. I'm down a certain path. So when you do that, and by the way, I used to think that that wasn't the case. I used to think that it was like, acting is different. The things we're saying, like, it doesn't really affect you unless you have certain jobs you're going for. But no, I think if you went down that path and became a very successful actor and started getting on things where, that are network television, ABC affiliates, you know, Disney affiliates, like, you're going to get fucked on that. So, you know, we're just at this weird turning point culturally where nobody really knew, nobody understood how the internet was going to sort of be a way to, you know, attack people and to go after people. And I'll say this, not for nothing, I'll do $40. Fuck it. Regarding that woman, for her to sit here and brag about me losing sponsors, right? For her to sit there and go out and be like, oh my God, look, his sponsors are dropping him left and right. No matter what you want to say about that, no matter what, it's like, you are on the other fucking side. How could you be rooting for that to ever happen? If somebody was trying to go after somebody's sponsors, right? Which is, that's what she did. She literally reached out to sponsors, which is crazy. That's so anti what we do, especially if you've been touting free speech, you know, you've been creating provocative content. That's like, I don't know, it's maybe one of the lowest things that anybody can do in this industry. And for her to brag about it, I mean, this is how disconnected she is from what we do. For her to brag about it and be like, yeah, I'll be working with a sponsor soon enough, it just shines a light on what a fucking awful human being she is. Like, it shines like anybody who sees that works in the industry goes, oh, well, you're actually bragging about that. You're not going like, oh, wait, that's not the end result. That's not the end result that I want, which is people losing money and people being canceled and, you know, taking money out of the pockets of, you know, fellow entertainers. Whether you disagree with them, whether you don't like them, whether you feel like they disrespected you or not, to brag about that, it's anti-comedy. It's against what we do. So
she's not a comedian, though.
$40. $40. That's it. What am I going to do?
Not a comedian. That was a good one.
But it's true, though. That needed to be... Thank you, Shannon. It was also supposed to be a better sound effect. I specifically said the sound effect was supposed to be some sort of like...
cha-chink? Like diving into Scrooge McDuck's
money. An Asian guy pops up. Cha-ching!
Yeah. Oh, you make money!
Oh, here, 5 million!
I think we're all on the same path as far as people who are really consider themselves comedians, not personalities. You know, like people who, like anybody can go, oh, I'm a comedian. I used to be a porn star, but now I'm a comedian. I used to be a celebrity, but now I'm going to try comedy.
No, comedy is the one fucking area that anybody could jump into. You have former fucking child stars.
Wrestlers, stars.
MMA fighters. Anybody could jump in. There's no barrier of entry. If you can sell tickets, you don't have to even have a club accept you. The clubs will jump in and go like, no, we want that money. We're having weekends that are, half full. So we'd rather at least fill up our club and make money, keep the bills going.
Right, I get.
But you could just go rent a venue yourself. If you can sell tickets, it doesn't fucking matter. And then the reality is stand-up isn't that difficult. So to stand-up is, it's a difficult thing to be really, really great at, right? But to be passable at, pretty easy. Anybody with a half a brain can be passable, especially if it's an audience that's very excited to see you.
For 2 minutes, maybe. I don't agree. I mean, I don't agree that you could be passable unless you have at least five.
Not if everyone's there to see you.
Yeah. To see you, but for after 5 minutes, you're done. You're just like, all right, I see you live now, and now I have another fucking 45 minutes of this, a half an hour. Yeah. It's like giving somebody a pair of nunchucks, and giving and saying it's comedy. It's like, okay, here you go. I can fuck around. I'm going to hit myself in the head. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to get hurt doing this because it's not something I've mastered
yet. Only reason I disagree with you is because we see it happen. There are people that are headlining around the country that are clunky and that aren't very good at it, but they convince an audience that it's good or it's acceptable or passable, and they figured out the beats. It's the reality is this: setup punch is not that difficult. It's just not that good. Being great and standing out and being unique, that's what's really great. So if anybody puts in the time and anybody that's smart, and this, we see this happen a lot in comedy. There's a lot of people that are not funny. They're not funny people. They were never the kids at the lunch table that were hilarious. They were never making their friends laugh. They weren't a funny kid growing up, but they're smart. And now we have this Generation Me type thing where everyone wants to be in entertainment. Everybody wants to feel like their voice has a certain level of importance. So comedy is the only one where you can just jump on an open mic, start getting booked on shows, and there's nothing. If you want to become a dancer, you have to have rhythm. You have to go take dance classes. You have to do all this other stuff. If you want to act, you have to actually go to acting classes and understand technique to really be good to get booked on shit. Comedy, you could just jump up there.
But aren't they acting as comics? You just said it's not hard to get the rhythm and the beat down for everything, and they're not acting.
They're very disconnected most of the time. When you see bad comedians, and 90% of them are bad in New York and L.A., when you see bad comedians who just aren't very charismatic, don't write very good jokes, but they pitter-patter, they get laughs to an acceptable amount where they're fine, that's 90% of comics, right? Yet they don't need to sort of have the personality or the acting chops or anything. There's this weird disconnect from the audience and this style of comedy. You see this happen a lot where it's shitty, autistic, sort of disconnected comedy. That's a trick for shit comedy. All that is, because stand-up comedy, what it is, it's not only just writing jokes, but it's performing and it's connecting with an audience and it's getting everyone to come together in this exact moment and laugh at the same time. When you get these people that don't make eye contact and they just go, hey, so I was doing this and then I went to the store and then this guy said this. And this guy said that. And they get okay laughs. Those guys will end up coming up because for some reason they trick people into believing that that's like a real thing. But all that is them not putting in the work to have stage presence, them not putting in the work to actually connect with a crowd. And it's really, really, really fucking lazy. It's really lazy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's acting. It's not becoming a performer. It's not being quick on your feet to handle any situation that comes up outside of your act on stage. They're just acting. Like, all right, here's my script. I memorized the set. I'm going to do it in this cadence, this beat, everything. Laugh, wait, do that off the stage. There's no sense of, like when you see anybody that we know that's up on stage, you know the person, you get a feel for the person. You know that even though you know this is scripted and they wrote this a long time ago and they perfected it, you still have a feeling that you're just having a casual conversation with the person.
Yeah, of course. But it is conversational. It feels like you're talking to the crowd and you connect with the crowd and they feel like they're sort of there with you in this personal story. So I don't want to get too inside baseball-y and talk about stand-up too much.
Classic example of what the problem was for most of these people who are celebrities becoming comedians. Like, got people who think is you start with Michael Richards, okay? The guy didn't know how to handle a crowd. He started screaming the N-word.
Stole my bit.
Stole your bit. And that was the end of it. Now you guys have a person that was the headliner for some of your people on Compound Media, and he had a really fucked up time. He's supposed to do like an hour didn't do any of it. You know, told everybody to go fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, it's that's not what a professional person does, let alone a comedian who wants to keep working in this
business. But I would say
I'm not saying any names, but you know who I'm talking about.
But most of
actors,
the time,
celebrities, people who
that most of the time it just goes
think it's
fine.
Easy.
Most of the time it just goes fine, though. Most of the time people don't go off the rails and freak out and have big public blow-ups, right? Most of the time they just sort of get through it and nobody. And this is sort of what Tony Hinchcliffe was saying on that last podcast, which is like the reason that it's bad for comedy is because you get people that are maybe going to a comedy show once or twice a year. That's the average, right? If you go to a comedy show more than twice a year, you're a fucking really big fan of comedy, like really big super fan, or you're a fucking weirdo. One or the other, or both. Maybe there's a little bit of fucking crossover there. But the reality is, you know, if there's a person who's at a comedy show every weekend because that's just what they do, and they're not even a big stand-up comedy fan or a podcasting fan, it's just they're so weirdo, like a fucking... You see that happen sometimes where they're just lonely. It's like when people go to the movies by themselves. I'm not hating, but, you know, get a fucking funny friend. I mean, Jesus Christ. But the problem it's in, the reason it's a problem is because when somebody like Dustin Diamond goes up at a comedy club, people are coming there for the first time and they go, okay, this is what comedy is. And sort of the expectation is set a little bit differently. You know, people that are doing it without any sort of balls or edge, like the more that comes into to play, the more difficult it becomes for comedians that are really trying to take chances. So, all right, let's fucking, let's move on. Cause I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, just so you know too, the same thing happened with radio for everything that, you know, ONA did, Howard did, and other big names in there. The technology came around where it was just so cheap and affordable. Podcasters came around. And more than not, I mean, you guys do great. Compound does great. There's a lot of great podcasts out there that wouldn't have gotten the chance based on what radio was back in the day. But then the whole talent pool, if you call it that, got so diluted by six guys thinking they could just turn on a microphone and all talk over each other. And then all of a sudden they're getting, you're like,
what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And they're doing, you know, reads for,
I'm kidding, by the way, I love Bobby so
for box, you know, for box that. Subscriptions and granola bars and all this other stuff. And you're like, that show's terrible. How are they getting these spots when there's other more talented people in that were doing radio forever or comedians that are doing shows like this, and they're not getting the
I think
due
those
diligence.
those old guard radio guys are the reason why it didn't just cross over. The reason why it's not like, you know, Anthony, obviously one of the best broadcasters in the world, Opie, Howard Stern, all these people. It's not easy to just jump into the podcasting platform, is because it's a completely different generation of people who are, it's half content, but it's also half how they're getting the content. This is what I realized running the network, where it's like, if you don't understand the social media side of it and you don't understand how to sort of create interest in your content and you don't understand the algorithms on all these social media sites and YouTube, and you're going to sort of fall to the wayside. That's a very big part of it. So when you're asking how there are way less, like you look at a lot of these LA podcasts are half as funny as the New York podcast. Yeah. I don't give a shit what you want to say. The average New York podcast is way funnier than the average LA podcast. And there's exceptions, obviously, but I think those guys are at the forefront of technology. They're everyone that is in the Silicon Valley comes down to LA and it sort of spreads in there. And that the West Coast is a few years ahead with all of these things. And I think you're seeing that now. We're sort of catching up. And I think the New York guys are getting a little bit more, but you see it. It's like the top 50 podcasts on iTunes, all these LA podcasts, you listen to them and they're just, there's never a funny fucking moment ever. Not once. And you're like, what is going on here? This isn't funny. It's not super interesting. They're not even really good at broadcasting or talking, but I think that they understood how to get their content in front of people first. And I think that's, they've been reaping the benefits of it. All right. Regardless, I want to talk about this. What happened here? There's a dog trying to bang a horse. This is the type of stuff that you guys bring to the table that I appreciate. That's why we have the best fucking production team in the world. Real Ass Podcast. We don't fuck around. This is the type of shit that I want. And we're over right now. We're over on time, but I don't even care. That's where the fuck I'm at in my head. I got a 1 o'clock phone call that I got to be on in fucking 5 minutes.
All right, so let's have this dog fuck this horse. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do it. We're going to call this Luis J. Gomez versus Nicole Arbor Part 2.
Wow.
$60.
That was literally me. Like, ooh, this looks like it's going to be fun. Gar. Dude, that dog, how badly did that hurt that dog? Did the dog die? Does it live? Does it die?
It lived. It was fine.
That should have been the does it live or does it die?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would have been a perfect Does It Live, Does It Die.
And you're right.
Can I just hear this noise the dog made one more time?
I also found that there is a lot of videos of this exact thing happening.
Let's see. Look at him.
Hey, I think you're really funny. You should do my podcast. No, you're great. You're a great comic. My wife's in shambles.
Anybody who tags... Anybody who tags me and her on that, I'll give you a free fucking mug to put that out on Twitter or Instagram. That's so funny, dude. That's so fucking hilarious. That poor dog. Holy shit. There's no way that dog lived, though. I mean, dude, the fucking, you heard the ribs break. Does that happen a lot? Are there more dogs humping horses getting kicked? Let's see.
Get a whole the fucking guy horse that was all... Oh, no. Oh, don't do it, bro.
You poor dog.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, what is...
Jesus Christ, God.
Wait, what did I do to this horse? Oh, no. I don't like this.
I don't like the language.
They're trying to cross the Rio Grande.
Oh,
that horse is...
Does he get up and kick him? Please tell me he gets up and just kicks him.
Who, the guy or the horse?
The guy kicks the horse in the head. Look. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, that's where fat shaming comes in handy.
Is he going to kick him, or is that the end of the video? That was it. Yeah. That's just different funny horse
videos.
That's
just funny. Funny fat guys. Fat guys are funny.
No, nothing will beat the fucking female horse that killed the male horse that was trying to mount
there. Well, we did watch that recently. But we'll end it with that one because we got to wrap up here.
The ultimate Me Too video.
Yeah, pull up the
Mare Kills Stallion.
Yeah, Mare Kills Stallion.
Just it's under a Christmas special.
Doggy, it's it's one of the most brutal things I've ever seen in my entire life.
And it's right because here. Of the listen for after the hit.
Look at his dick.
Cock. Oh!
Look, watch. Look, he wants to fuck her, and she's like, not today.
It's
rapist.
Like $5,000, motherfucker.
Rape.
Oh!
But look, watch. He's shitting everywhere right now.
Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
It's actually a video of my mother dying.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Sean.
Is that real?
No, that's no. Before that, the fart sounds are real.
The audio was...
It's literally one shot, dude.
One shot, one kill.
Look at a big old floppy dick. What a awful way to die. Going from about to get pussy to just being dead. At least with a praying mantis, she chops his head off after he comes.
Right.
That horse is dead, right?
Do praying mantises come?
The horse is dead.
I think anything, if you... I think it has to have something.
I don't think it has a physical sexual reaction like coming where it feels good. I don't think praying mantises are like...
Then why would they fuck?
In procreation.
Yeah, but they wouldn't care about that unless it felt good.
Do Asian people come?
Eating the head does cause the body to ejaculate faster. One species, okay, but there are 2,000 species of praying mantis. Okay. But do they feel the orgasm?
How would you know? There's no, I mean...
Don't orgasms feel good specifically so that we want to fucking procreate?
But is that the same thing for bugs? I don't know, man. Bugs have different things, doggy.
That's probably the cue. If the male mantis is orgasming, that's when she knows to kill him. Like, okay, it's happening. Shit. Done.
I got
to
wrap this one. I got to answer this call.
It's like paying for the hour.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Guys.
Thank you.
You're the best. I love everyone. Make sure you follow everyone on social media. LuisJGomez.com for tickets. And listen to everyone's podcast. All right. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.